As you take your Bibles this morning, Proverbs 11 and verse 30. But I'd also like you to look for a moment. I've got it here as a slide. Daniel 12, verses 2 and 3. Consider what the scripture says here. This morning we're going to be thinking about the worthiness of living for Jesus. The worthiness of living for Jesus. Consider Daniel 12. The Bible says, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Would you read this verse 3 with me together? "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Isn't that important for us to take heed to? And as we think about the worthiness of living for Jesus, we need to remember that this life isn't all there is. And this life doesn't last for very long. And so we ought. In fact, the Bible says if we're wise, we'll live for Jesus. If we're wise, we read the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Is your life a tree of righteousness? Is the fruit on your branches, is it life-giving? And are you living in a wise way? The worthiness of living for Jesus. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? To shine as the brightness of the firmament? And it says, they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. That is going to be pretty awesome to be in glory, to be with the Lord, and for those who have wisely and faithfully served the Lord Jesus to shine as the stars shine forever and ever. This message, the base content, I did preach last summer, and I just wanted to emphasize many of these truths here for you. So some of this hopefully will jog your memory a little bit, but I want you to understand that living for Jesus matters for souls. It matters for souls. The Bible tells us he that winneth souls is wise. We need to be mindful of people that need Christ. Our lives are either pointing people to Christ or hindering them from seeing Christ. How is it? We're talking to believers, of course, here. We're talking to those who know Christ as their Savior. But it's not enough for me to know Christ. I mean, that's a wonderful thing for me. But God's desire is that more would come to know Christ. Not only our children, our direct family, which is important too, that we share Christ with our own families, with our own kin. But you know what? God's desire is that we would share Christ with the world. He that winneth souls. It takes some effort to win people. May God help us to cultivate, first of all, a love for God and a love for souls. For if we love people, it will definitely be a great help to care for their soul, their eternal destiny, to be able to witness to them because we love them. And so living for Jesus, it matters. It matters for souls. I want you to understand as well that living for Jesus matters for the saints. It matters for the saints. Notice Hebrews 10 there, verse 24 and 25. The Bible tells us to consider one another, to provoke unto love and to good works. Consider one another. God wants us as believers to be an encouragement to our fellow believers. He wants us to take notice of one another's needs and how we can serve, how we can encourage, how we can bless. And that is God's design of the body of Christ. Notice the next verse, verse 25. It says, "Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is." Even at the writing here in the first century of the book of Hebrews, there were those who were in that day forsaking the local church, forsaking the assembly. In other words, they were Christians, maybe, and the indication here is true believers. They knew Christ as their Savior, but they weren't connected to that local assembly, to the local body. They weren't engaged. They weren't involved. They weren't faithful there. And so God encourages us. It matters. It matters for the saints. If I live for Jesus. And so God encourages us to be faithful in our local church. And he says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. There's that personal interaction again, to encourage, to admonish, to exhort one another, and so much the more. In other words, the need for this increases as we draw closer in these last days. It says, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. The day of Christ's return, the day of judgment. We need to be active in the Lord's work. Active in living for Jesus. We're talking about the worthiness of living for Jesus. It matters for souls, but it also matters for the saints. Please go in your Bible to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, and we'll look at verse 13. The Bible says, speaking to those who are saved, it says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another."